Scientists from the Czech Technical University in Prague are testing sensors built into bridges that should be able to continually monitor the strain and tension within the construction. If successful, the system could help prevent bridge overloads and other technical problems. Tom McEncrow reports.
The tragic collapse of Genoa's Morandi Highway Bridge in August 2018 raised public awareness across Europe of the many key tunnels and crossings reaching the end of their life. The case is no different in the Czech Republic. According to data from the Czech Transport Ministry's Road and Motorway Directorate, the country's primary road network currently contains 6 bridges which are classified as being in a severely dilapidated state, while the second-tier road system contains over 80 such structures. To prevent unexpected collapses from taking place, a special team of scientists at the Czech Technical University's Centre for Energy Efficient Buildings, or UCEEB, is working on a bridge monitoring system that uses fibre optics to measure tension. Dr. Jan Včelák, who leads the project, explains how the system works.
We put optic fibre sensors, which you can imagine that it's a string of fibre optic, and during the construction process, we put this string into the structure. Then it's covered by concrete. From these structures, the light is reflected back to the end of the fiber optic, where we have an optic analyzer. And the tension or the strain corresponds to the frequency of the light, which is reflected back.
The system, which is currently being tested on a bridge under construction in southern Bohemia, can be used in Finnish bridges as well. However, whether it ends up being used is also a question of cost. A study presented by Czech scientists in April 2018 estimated that the total cost of bridge repair in the country would be as high as 27 billion crowns. Včelák believes there are 2 options on how to use the system.
The system of the optic fibers is not very expensive. We are talking about 10,000 crowns for the sensors, or maybe 20,000 crowns for the sensors. But what is much more expensive is the unit which evaluates the signal which is reflected from the fiber break structure. The other possibility is that we don't leave the unit on the bridge, but we do a regular check of the structure from time to time. But if you want to have an immediate warning, you would need to have the unit connected permanently.
Personally, Včelák believes that the system is more likely to be implemented in new bridges because the price can be covered by the contract. Introducing the fibre optic cable system into bridges under construction is also safer from a practical perspective, as it can be covered in concrete and therefore protected from outside factors such as weather or theft. On old bridges, the cables would be more vulnerable. For now, the team's cable warning system is still dependent on successfully passing its trial phase, which Včelák believes is vital for the project to be trusted and ultimately picked up by mainstream companies.